すみません、あ、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう、こんばんは、こんにちは。
Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 2.
日本語道場
Asking the right questions in Japanese.
Peter here.
Naomi です。
Naomi 先生、こんにちは。
こんにちは。
It is great to be back, and today we have a special treat.
What? 何ですか?
Not what, who?
Who?
Who is here with us today?
Akihiro さん。
どうも、こんにちは、Akihiro です。
よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそ。
ナオミ先生。
はい。
ご挨拶。
すいません。よろしくお願いします。アキヒロさん。
よろしくお願いします。
すいません。
So, yes, we have Akihiro-san joining us with Naomi Sensei. And we're going to continue on with Naomi Sensei's newbie series. Now, last week, Naomi Sensei,、はい、what did we cover?
私は東です。
私は something, something, something?This. And what could be filled in that something, something, something could be a name, job, or
nationality.
Yes, we even touched on nationality last week. Now, Naomi sensei, what do we have this week?
Yes, no questions.
And when we talk about questions, what sentence ending particle do we need?
Ka.
One syllable. Ka.
Easy.
Very easy. So today's dialogue has a lot of review plus something new.Now, Naomi-sensei, can you give us the setting and the background to today's dialogue?
Okay. They're in the office of Style U.
Style U?
This is Kim Mi-yeon-san's first day at work.
Okay, so let's find out what happens. Are you ready?
Hi.
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go.
おはようございます。私はキム・ミヨンです。インターンです。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
あ、おはようございます。キム、ん?
ミヨンです。
ミヨンさんですか?
はい、ミヨンです。
東春人です。東です。ミヨンさんはアメリカ人ですか?
はい、そうです。
もう一度。お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
おはようございます。私はキム・ミヨンです。インターンです。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
あ、おはようございます。キム、ん?
ミヨンです。
ミヨンさんですか?
はい、ミヨンです。
東春人です。東です。ミヨンさんはアメリカ人ですか?
はい、そうです。
次は英語が入ります。
おはようございます。私はキム・ミヨンです。インターンです。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Good morning. I'm Kim Mi-yeon. I'm an intern. It's very nice to meet you.
あ、おはようございます。キム、ん?
Oh, good morning, Kim Mi.
Mi-yeon です。
It's Mi-yeon.
Mi-yeon さんですか?
Mi-yeon?
はい、Mi-yeonです。
Yes, that's right. I'm Mi-yeon.
東春人です。東です。ミヨンさんはアメリカ人ですか?
Oh, I'm Haruhito Higashi. Call me Higashi. Are you American, Mi-yeon?
はい、そうです。
Yes, I am.
Naomi sensei, what did you think?
I thought it's interesting because Mi-yeon-san said Mi-yeon です。Which is her first name, and Higashi-san said Higashi desu, which is his family name.
Again, there's this difference where a lot of foreigners tend to say their first name followed by desu. Okay, let's take a look at today's vocab. We have to make this lesson quicker than the last one, right, Naomi-sensei?
Hi.
Akihiro-san, Hi. Start us off. What is our first... Well, actually, the first one is an expression. Onegai shimasu.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Good morning.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Ohayou gozaimasu.
Good morning. Now, Akihiro-san, we were just chatting about this. This expression in formal situations such as work can be used pretty much throughout the day.
That's right. When you see your coworker for the first time in a day, you can actually use this Ohayou gozaimasu expression like any time.
Yeah, today. It's, what is the time? It's about 2 o'clock now. And when everyone came to the studio, it was Ohayou gozaimasu.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
So, yeah, this... All day notion of when you go to, especially work or something like this, you can say, Ohayou gozaimasu. Now, what about the short, casual version of good morning?
Ohayou.
We dropped that.
Gozaimasu.
And we're left with just?
Ohayou.
Akihiro-san, who would you use this expression with? Your boss?
To my friends?
Yeah, not the boss, right?
No. Yeah, I would choose to add gozaimasu to my boss.
But friends, family... Throughout this newbie series, we'll be talking about an inner circle. And in Japanese, relationships are the basis of so many things, and especially the politeness level you use. Now, we'll talk about an inner circle. And Naomi-sensei, an inner circle of intimate people, who would you include in there?
Friends? Family?
Friends, family. Akihiro-san? Anybody else to add to that?
Girlfriends, boyfriends?
Yeah. People who are very close to you, so you can speak casually with them. But people older than you, or at work, or in formal situations, being polite and using polite Japanese is very important. So we want to stress that too. But again, we'll cover that more and more. Next we have...
Intern.
Intern.
I-N-T-A-N. Intern.
Based off the English word, intern.
If you pronounce intern, Japanese people wouldn't understand.
So give us the proper pronunciation.
Intern.
So it stays high.
Hai.
Intern.
Hai, so desu.
Ah, intern wouldn't go.
No.
So you stay high the whole time.
Hai. Intern. Intern.
Break it down by syllable.
I-N-T-A-N. Intern.
Intern.
Hai.
So it's the hard accent on the an.
So desu ne.
Intern.
Intern.
Yes, the pitch accent is very difficult.
So desu ne.
So kind of rising up, flat and rising. Intern.
So desu.
Woo, this is going to be a very interesting series. Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
Have you ever done an internship?
I did, actually. I was an intern teacher. I was an intern teacher in Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
Akihiro-san?
私はないですね、インターンは。
No internships.
はい。未経験です。
No experience.
はい。
But what's very interesting for me is Japanese internships are paid.
ああ、そうですか。
Yeah, where Western internships are not usually paid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Japanese interns, they do quite well for themselves.
いいですね。
Okay, then we have next.
さん。
Polite suffix.
さん。さん。
And this can be attached to many different things. First names, last names, jobs.
Right.
Pretty much anything.
そうですね。ピーターさん。
Mr. Peter.
So, which sounds a bit strange in
yeah,
English.
Yeah, so you can kind of think of it as just a politer way to refer to Peter. And
you can't attach san to your own name.
Naomi-sensei. Sasuga-sensei. Yes, this is an issue that some of our listeners have. How can we put that? They have. You never attach san to your own name.
Unless you're joking.
Or multiple personalities. Or like something along these lines. But yeah, usually you don't. Never. Next we have?
アメリカ人。
American.
アメリカ人。アメリカ人。
And this goes back to last week. You take country's name and you follow it with
人
to get the nationality. In this case, we have America, which is the U.S. This is actually short for the proper name for the U.S., which is quite long.
アメリカ合衆国。
The United States of America. Yeah, so it gets shortened down. Just give it to us one more time, nice and slow.
アメリカ合衆国。
This gets shortened to just?
アメリカ。
And then we follow this with?
人
to get American. Inside the PDF, we will take a look at this. But Naomi-san, is there a country in particular you want to cover?
ドイツ。
Germany?
ドイツ。ドイツ。And German is ドイツ人。
Akihiro-san, country in particular you want to cover?
中国。
China?
中国人。
Chinese.
And 日本。
Japan?
日本人。
Japanese. Now, also we have 日本 and 日本人。What is the difference here between 日本人 and 日本人?
We usually use 日本人 rather than 日本人. When we cheer someone in sports, for example, we say 日本.
Hearing you say it, the P sound makes that stop much easier. 日本 rather than 日本. So maybe that's why when it's cheering, when you're cheering, that's why it becomes that sound.
そうですね。That's right. Yeah.
I don't know if it's right.
I think you're right.
Because just hearing it now was like, it seemed, would rather, I don't know if like a ni, like it's ni hon kind of flows, whereas ni pon is like a stop in there, that pause in there. Ho ho ho.
すごい。Great. 確かにね。ピーターさん。
日本の方がなんか力強い感じがしますね。
Yeah, it seems like that's a lot stronger and you could put a lot more into it saying it. Huh? We have to check into that. Interesting, interesting things.
Hi.
Okay, and finally we have.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Hi.
Okay, so now let's take a look at the conversation. Now, the best thing about this conversation is between last week's conversation and this week's vocab, we covered almost everything. So we're just going to go through it and point out some things that we haven't got around to yet. So...Want to start us off?
はい。おはようございます。
Good morning. Or, remember, in this case, it could be good afternoon. Here, as we're talking about a company, as we have that established, we can understand from this context that the person saying, おはようございます, has just arrived at the company.
私は、キム・ミヨンです。
I am Myeon Kim. Now, she reverses her name. So she says it the Japanese way. With the last name,First and the first name following. Interesting. Pattern straightforward. 私は something something です. Here we have her name. This is followed by?
インターンです.
Literally, intern am. But again, I am an intern. I am the intern. And here, no 私. Because it's already established that she's speaking about herself. And finally we have?
どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me. And I think in this case, we can literally translate it because she is an intern as please be kind to me because at the mercy of her superiors. Next we have?
おはようございます。
Good morning.
Kim,
Kim, so a little trouble with the last name.
Myeon です。
It's Myeon. Now here,Translated as, it's Myeon. Now that it is inferred. Literally we have, Myeon is. But in English it would be, it's Myeon. So we have, it's Myeon.
Myeon-san desu ka?
Is it Miss Myeon? Here, are we asking if the person's married? Is it that type of question?
No, I think he's confirming the pronunciation.
Here, it's being used to just confirm.And the intonation kind of gives it away too. Myeon desu ka?
Myeon-san desu ka? Peter-san desu ka?
Yeah, just confirming. But still at the same time, sentence ending particle ka makes it into a question. So we have, is it Myeon?
はい。
Followed by?
はい。Myeon desu.
Yes, it's Myeon.
Higashi Haruhito desu.
I'm Haruhito Higashi. And again, he's having a little trouble getting it out there, followed by
Higashi desu.
I am Higashi, but here, kind of call me Higashi.
Right.
Refer to me as Higashi. Then we have
Mion-san wa Amerikajin desu ka?
Are you American, Mion? Sensei, what's the literal meaning of this sentence?
Is Mion American?
Mion, American, are you? Literally. We translate as, are you American, Ms. Mion?
Hai.
And interesting here that the Japanese person switched to her first name. Now, I could think of several reasons. In her introduction, she intentionally reversed the names. So Japanese people are very used to foreigners saying, listening to foreigners say their first name and last name. So maybe he reversed it, thinking that was the last name. Mm-hmm. So that's where this cultural confusion kind of came in. So we're back to the first name. So it's still like Mr. Peter or Ms. Peter, Ms. Mion, which is the first name. But it's good enough. Ms. Mion, are you American? Literally, Ms. Mion, American are you? And the answer?
Hai, so desu.
Yes, that's right. Now, quick question. What if it was no?
いいえ, 違います.
No, it's different, which we translate. It's incorrect, or that's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, again, now, you want to stop by and check out the PDF. Naomi-sensei has written up such phenomenal PDFs, and there's so much more in there. Naomi-sensei, is there anything you want to include?
We have an expression for you. You is anata. A-na-ta. Anata. But we don't use anata very often.
Yeah, this is a bit of a tricky subject because of it's a bit direct, right? Mm-hmm. You.
Yeah.
And Japanese is a bit indirect.
So desu ne.
Roundabout.
Hai.
So rather than you, usually the person's name or their title. But again, it's not this Mr. Ms. It's this nuance of you're showing the person you're speaking to more respect. So it's not Mr. Peter. In my case, it's Peter.
Yeah.
The intonation
Peter
in
dear.
English.
Peter dear.
I like that. Dear. Peter dear.
Hi.
Oh.
So we practice the basic phrase, Ohayou gozaimasu. Have you heard of the origin of that expression?
No.
No? What does Ohayou, you know, you can imagine the kanji. What does it mean, Ohayou?
I don't know. What does it mean?
It means early, right?
Uh-huh.
Hayai. Ah. It comes from hayai.
Yeah.
Right? So this expression comes from greeting phrases among farmers growing rice, and they have to wake up early and work hard to grow rice. So they kind of admired each other's early rising. That's the origin of Ohayou gozaimasu.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's quite different from good morning.
Wow, 勉強になりました. Wow, that was great.
Yeah.
ちょっと豆知識です.
And what was that last expression? 豆知識. You know about beans.
Beans. Like beans knowledge. Knowledge of beans.
Knowledge of beans.
One point lesson.
1 point lesson.
Oh, this is... Oh, these newbies are really interesting. Long, but interesting. All right, that is going to do for today.
じゃあまた.
お疲れ様.
おはようございます. わ、私はキム・ミヨンです. インターンです. どうぞよろしくお願いします.
あ、おはようございます. キム、ん?
ミヨンです.
ミヨンさんですか?
はい、ミヨンです.
東春人です. 東です. ミヨンさんはアメリカ人ですか?
はい、そうです.